Hi there, Yisrael, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part 4 of Burn in the Furnace of Fire. This paper is found in the Studies menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Click the drop-down arrow to open the menu.
In part 3, we saw that in 2nd Esdras, that in the last day, the Most High will be revealed upon the seat of judgment. Compassion and patience will be withdrawn, and the righteous will receive their Shekinah glorified bodies and enter paradise, while the unrighteous will receive torment and enter the furnace of hell. All those who are against the Most High will melt as wax at the stream of fire and flaming breath, which he will send forth from his mouth and burn them all up. Even Esdras states that those who are left after the fiery judgment are blessed, showing that the rapture is for the wicked. We see again that the law is symbolized by fire and will destroy the ungodly without effort. Sinners will not be spared at this point. The fire is kindled and shall not be put out until it consumes the foundations of the earth, and the tested quality of the chosen ones shall be manifest through the fire. We saw in the books of the Maccabees that tyrannical slaughter and torture by men is nothing compared to divine vengeance and eternal torture by fire. That the righteous will be transformed by fire into immortality if they have the right belief. And we are reminded of Daniel in the lion's den, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Babylonian furnace of fire, and that, as Isaiah states,
even if you pass through the fire, it shall not burn you.
In Job, we saw that the habitation of the wicked shall be scattered with brimstone and fire, and it shall consume him. In the Psalms, Yahweh will rain fire and brimstone on the wicked. We see more fiery oven talk against the wicked. Devouring fires, burning wrath, melting as wax, flaming fires, and consuming fire. In Proverbs, we see that fire is a refiner, and 2 out of 3 people will not come forth from it. We see in the wisdom of Solomon that we are tried in the furnace as gold is tried. So if you are raptured, then you weren't tried. And if you are not tried, then you are not a child of God's. Maybe it's time to stop believing your church, because no matter what they are teaching you, you will be tried in the furnace of fire. In Sirach, we see that in the congregation of the Haimi Jesus worshippers shall a fire be kindled, and in a rebellious church denomination that has done away with the law, wrath is set on fire. We saw in Isaiah that those who cast away the law of Yahweh will be consumed as chaff, that the Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch will go up in flames, that when we race mix with those outside our race, we conceive chaff, meaning a mongrel child that cannot hold the spirit and just adds to the stubble to be burned in the fire. And we saw that the people of Yahweh's curse, the Edomite Jewish sons of Esau of the land of Idumea, will be a great slaughter because the Jews have appointed Yahweh's land into their possession. Not one Jew will live after Judgment Day, and the book of Obadiah attests to that. We continue in Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus says Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Yisrael.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
The scriptures are undeniably exclusive to the race of Adam, and especially to the children of Israel. The churches add everybody else. Yahweh has only called Israel. Verse 2.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you.
When we act and live according to the name we are called by, we will be preserved. When this world becomes a furnace of fire, we shall not be burned. If you call upon Lord Baal and his son Haimi Jesus, you will be burned in the furnace of fire. Chapter 47 is Judgment upon Babylon, then and today. Isaiah 47:10.
For you, Babylon, has trusted in your wickedness. You have said, "None sees me." Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you. And you said in your heart, "I am, and none else beside me." Therefore shall evil come upon you. You shall not know from where it rises, and mischief shall fall upon you. You shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantments, and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be you shall be able to profit, if so be you may prevail. You are weary in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it.
Nahum 1:10. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble, fully dry. Continuing in Isaiah 47:15.
Thus shall they be unto you with whom you have labored, even your merchants from your youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save you.
Sorceries and enchantments are vices of the Jews, used to cause us to stray from our God. Sorceries are references to pharmaceuticals. Enchantments are TV, the media, music, movies, drugs, porn, gambling, materialism, religions. Thorns and merchants are references to the Canaanite and Edomite, which are Jews. Mystery Babylon is the Jew world order. We are enslaved by their usury and led astray by Judaism, brainwashed by propaganda and programmed through repetition. The Jews are not Israelites. They are the descendants of Cain and of Esau. Isaiah 48:1.
Hear you this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Yisra'el, and are come forth out of the waters of Yehuda, which swear by the name of Yahweh, and make mention of the Elohim of Yisra'el, but not in truth, nor in righteousness.
Lip service. This is talking about today's churches. They don't even know his name. They teach and practice Judaism, the doctrines and traditions of men, and Jewish fables. They teach the law was done away with, and that Jesus is a Jew. They allow mixed-race marriages and homosexuals into the congregation and tolerate unrighteousness. They are not holy or set apart from the unclean. Verse 2.
For they call themselves of the holy city, and support themselves upon the Elohim of Yisra'el. Yahweh of hosts is my name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass.
Joshua 21:45. There failed not aught of any good thing which Yahweh had spoken unto the house of Yisrael. All came to pass. Isaiah 48:4.
Because I knew that you are stubborn, and your neck is as an iron sinew, stiff-necked, and your brow brass.
Exodus 32:9. And Yahweh said unto Moshe,
I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
Deuteronomy 31:27. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Yahweh, and how much more after my death? Isaiah 48:5.
I have even from the beginning declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I showed it to you. Lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my graven image and my molten image has commanded them. You have heard, look at them all, and will you not declare it? I have showed you new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when you heard them not, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. Yea, you heard not. Yea, you knew not. Yea, from that time that your ear was not opened. For I knew that you would deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for you, that I cut you not off. Behold, I have refined you, but not with silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction.
We will not escape in some false rapture. We will be refined. If you are not tried, you are not a child of God's. Psalm 66:10. For you, O Elohim, has proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. This life is our test. It is what refines us. We are proved when we obey and demonstrate allegiance to Yahweh. If we continue in allegiance, or faith, or the belief, we will remain after the fire of Judgment Day. Isaiah 54:14.
In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the spoiler to destroy.
Yahweh told the children of Israel that he would keep the Canaanite tribes in their vicinity to teach them war, and to chastise them with them when they strayed. Verse 17.
No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.
This mortal life is our test to show we can keep his law and keep out his enemies. When we choose Yahweh and follow his commandments, we are established in righteousness. We will make it through the fire of Judgment Day. When we accept and join his enemies, we will be destroyed with them in the fire of his wrath. judgment and salvation. Isaiah 64:1. Oh, that you would rend the skies, that you would come down, that the mountains might flow down at your presence. As when the melting fire burns, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. Matthew 13:40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. 2 Peter 3:7. But the skies and the land, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Isaiah 66:14.
And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of Yahweh shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his hated enemies. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire.
Hebrews 12:29. For our Elohim is a consuming fire. Verse 16.
For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behind one who sits among the burial sites in the midst of idol worshippers, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the entangler, shall be consumed together, says Yahweh.
They sanctify themselves by false church doctrines of personal salvation, teaching to just believe, and to accept Him.
Just have faith.
And by your own declaration, you are saved.
Oh, I'm saved.
Sitting in their own pew worshiping a Jewish Jesus, eating swine's flesh, because they teach you that the food laws and other laws were done away with. These shall all be consumed together. Jeremiah 8:9.
The wise are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of Yahweh, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even to the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people with sweet words, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abominations, worshipping false idols? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their punishment they shall be cast down, says Yahweh. I will surely consume them, says Yahweh. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade. And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them.
It matters who and what we believe in. Believe in Yahweh, his son Yeshua, and his word, and be exalted. Believe in the Lord Baal, his Jewish son Haimi Jesus, and the counterfeit church denominations, and be consumed by fire. Jeremiah 17:3.
O my mountain in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the spoil, and your high places for sin throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you. And I will cause you to serve your hated enemies in the land which you know not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
In verse 3, your high places is a reference to the high places of pagan worship. My mountain is a reference to the kingdom of Judah. Our ancestors, as well as ourselves, have already kindled the fire of anger in Yahweh, because we've gone against his laws, discontinued our heritage by identifying as trans-Gentiles, and serve our enemies who are now in all our lands. The Jews hold every office of government. They own all the media and the banks. They're running the show. When he returns, the fire will consume everything that is not righteous. Jeremiah 19:4.
Because they forsook me and profaned this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their forefathers have known, nor the kings of Yehuda, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents.
Deuteronomy 28:20. Yahweh shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand unto for to do, until you be destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings whereby you have forsaken me. The Israelites adopted the Canaanite Jews' practice of child sacrifice and opened Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch all over the high places. Verse 5.
They have built also the high places of the Lord Baal, to burn their sons with the fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither it came into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that this place shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the counsel of Yehuda and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their hated enemies, and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the sky, and for the beasts of the land. And I will make this city desolate and a hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and hiss because of the plagues thereof.
Micah 6:16.
For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsels, that I should make you a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof a hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people.
Jeremiah 19:9.
And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and oppression, wherewith their hated enemies and they that seek their lives shall oppress them. Then shall you break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with you.
the bottle, meaning the earthen vessel Jeremiah got from the potter in verse 1. This is a prophecy to Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Jeremiah proclaimed that the remnant nation of Judea and Jerusalem would become a broken bottle, never to be made whole again.
Jeremiah 19:10-11.
After Hezekiah, there were no kings of the house of David in Judea, continuing to the final fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD, and that was the prophetic end of the broken bottle nation, never to arise again. Continuing in Jeremiah 19:11.
And shall say unto them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel, that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Topheth, till there is no place to bury.
Psalm 2:9. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Isaiah 30:14. And he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shard to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. Jeremiah 19:12.
Thus will I do unto this place, says Yahweh, and to the inhabitants thereof, and make this city as Topheth.
Topheth,
a place of fire. Topheth was near Jerusalem. They burned trash there as well. The symbolism is fitting. Verse 13.
And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Yehuda shall be defiled as the place of Topheth, because all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense unto all the hosts of the heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods.
2 Kings 23:10. And Josiah defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man may make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire of Moloch. A major crime was the burning of children in the fire of Moloch. For this, Yahweh sent the Babylonians to burn Jerusalem down, including burning down the temple, palaces, and homes and gates thereof. What do you think he's going to do with the world that has been defiled and profaned by the enemies of Christ and those who join them? They will be burned in the furnace of fire. Jeremiah 32:29.
And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city, and burn it with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other gods, to provoke me to anger.
When Yahweh sent the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, to punish Israel for their idolatry and race mixing, they burned all the houses down too, because much sin and idolatry was practiced on the rooftops. Yahweh will make a full end of all iniquity, all evil, all the children of Satan, and all those of us that follow them. The ignorant and the educated that err will be burned in the fire of his wrath. Hosea 4:6.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Lamentations 2:3. He has cut off, in his fierce anger, all the horns of Yisra'el. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire which devours round about. This fierce anger was against the children of Jacob, because they went a-whoring after other races and idols. Israel was punished by the Babylonians. This was a lesson to learn, which we as a people never learn from. The final chance to learn is now, when Yeshua Christ returns.
Game over.
From the Apocalypse of Baruch.
Baruch 44:6. For the judgment of the Mighty One shall thereby be made known, and his ways, which, though past finding out, are right. For if you endure and persevere in his reverence, and do not forget his law, the times shall change over you for good, and you shall see the consolation of Zion. Because whatever is now is nothing, but that which shall be is very great. For everything that is corruptible shall pass away, and everything that dies shall depart, and all the present time shall be forgotten. Nor shall there be any remembrance of the present time, which is defiled with evils. For that which runs now runs unto vanity, and that which prospers shall quickly fall and be humiliated. For that which is to be shall be the object of desire, and for that which comes afterwards shall we hope. For it is a time that passes not away, and the hour comes which abides forever, and the new world comes, which does not turn to corruption those who depart to its blessedness, and has no mercy on those who depart to torment, and leads not to perdition those who live in it. For these are they who shall inherit that time which has been spoken of, and theirs is the inheritance of the promised time. These are they who have acquired for themselves treasures of wisdom, and with them are found stores of understanding, and from mercy have they not withdrawn, and the truth of the law I have they preserved. For to them shall be given the world to come, but the dwelling of the rest, who are many, shall be in the fire. Baruch 48:38. And it shall come to pass at the selfsame time that a change of times shall manifestly appeal to every man, because in all those times they polluted themselves, and they practiced oppression, and walked every man in his own works, and remembered not the law of the Mighty One. Therefore a fire shall consume their thoughts, and in flame shall the meditations of their reins be tried. For the judge shall come and will not tarry, because each of the inhabitants of the earth knew when he was transgressing. But my law they knew not by reason of their pride. But many shall then assuredly weep, yea, over the living more than over the dead. And I answered and said, O Adam, what have you done to all those who are born from you? And what will be said to the first Eve, who hearkened to the serpent? For all this multitude are going to corruption, nor is there any numbering of those whom the fire devours. But again, I will speak in your presence, you, O Yahweh, my Elohim, know what is in your creation. For you did of old command the dust to produce Adam, and you know the number of those who are born from him, and how far they have sinned before you, who have existed and not confessed you as their creator. And as regards all these, their end shall convict them, and your law which they have transgressed shall requite them on your day.
Requit, to repay either good or evil, in a good sense, to recompense, to return an equivalent in good, to reward. In a bad sense, to retaliate, to return evil for evil, to punish.
Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Adam shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Romans 2:6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Revelation 2:23, and I will kill her children with death, And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give every one of you according to your works.
Baruch 59:1. And the bright fourth waters which you have seen are the advent of Moshe and Aharon and Miriam and Yeshua the son of Nun and Caleb and of all those like them. For at that time the lamp of the eternal law shone on all those who sat in darkness, which announced to them that believe the promise of their reward, and to them that deny the torment of fire which is reserved for them.
Job 21:30, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction, they shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. 2 Peter 2:4, for if Elohim spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them unto chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Jude 1:6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
Baruch 63:5, and the Mighty One heard him, for Hezekiah was wise, and he had respect unto his prayer, because he was righteous. And thereupon the Mighty One commanded Ramiel, his angel, who speaks with you.
And I went forth and destroyed their multitude, the number of whose chiefs only was 185,000, and each one of them had an equal number at his command. And at that time I burned their bodies within. But their raiment and arms I preserved outwardly, in order that the still more wonderful deeds of the Mighty One might appear, and that thereby his name might be spoken of throughout the whole earth. 2 Kings 19:34.
For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for my servant Dawid's sake.
And it came to pass that night, the messenger of Yahweh went out, and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. Baruch 9.
And Zion was saved, and Jerusalem was delivered. Yisrael also was freed from tribulation. And all those who were in the Holy Land rejoiced, and the name of the Mighty One was glorified, so that it was spoken of. These are the bright waters which you have seen. Baruch 64:1. And the black ninth waters which you have seen, this is all the wickedness which was in the days of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah. For he wrought much impiety, and he slew the righteous, and he wrested judgment. And he shed the blood of the innocent, and wedded women he violently polluted. And he overturned the altars, and destroyed their offerings, and drove forth their priests, lest they should minister in the sanctuary. And he made an image of five faces, four of them to look to the four winds, and the fifth on the summit of the image, as an adversary to the zeal of the Mighty One. And then wrath went forth from the presence of the Mighty One, to the intent that Zion should be rooted out, as also it befell in your days. But also against the 2.5 tribes went forth a decree that they should also be led away captive, as you have now seen. And to such a degree did the impiety of Manasseh increase, that it removed the praise of the Most High from the sanctuary. On this account Manasseh was at that time named the Impious, and finally his abode was in the fire. For though his prayer was heard with the Most High, finally, when he was cast into the brazen horse, and the brazen horse was melted, it served as a sign unto him for the hour. For he had not lived perfectly, for he was not worthy, but that thenceforth he might know by whom finally he should be tormented. For he who is able to benefit is also able to torment.
Manasseh prayed a humbling prayer, and was forgiven, but continued to sin. There is no such thing as once saved, always saved. You can repent and be saved, but unless you continue living in the way, you will end up burned, just like Manasseh. Yekezkel, Ezekiel 5:1.
And you, son of Adam, take you a sharp sword, take you a barber's razor, and cause to pass upon your head and upon your beard. Then take you balances to weigh, and divide the hair. You shall burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled, and you shall take a third part and smite about it with a knife, and a third part you shall scatter in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them.
This is representative of what he is going to do with his people. Verse 3.
You shall also take thereof of the hair, a few in number, and bind them in your skirts. Then take of the hair again, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire, for thereof shall a fire come forth into all the houses of Yisrael. Thus says Yahweh Elohim, this is Yerushalayim. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she has changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them.
Jerusalem is often representative of the people, we Israelites. These verses state that Jerusalem, we, the people, have been set in the midst of nations and countries. We, Jerusalem, have been more wicked than the nations, and refused Yahweh's statutes and judgments, then and now. Verse 7.
Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, because you multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you.
The Septuagint reads,
because your occasion for sin has been taken from the nations round about you.
We learn wickedness from the other nations and practice their traditions. Jeremiah 2:10.
For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
If there were no blacks living among us, our young men would not be wearing their pants on the ground with their hats turned sideways and gold in their mouths, talking nigga jive and acting a fool. If there were no Jews living among us, our society would not have Jewish values, which include homosexuality, child murder sacrifice and porn, gambling, and television and media propaganda that teaches you to do what you will, and mocks Christianity and our God. Our borders would be closed, and our leaders would lead the nation in the way of Yahweh, as it did in the country's beginning when it was a white Christian nation under Yahweh God, not in the way of Cain under the Lord Baal, which we are now under the yoke of Esau and his Jewish children. Verse 8.
Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, I, even I, am against you, and will execute judgments in the midst of you, in the sight of the nations. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all your abominations.
Lamentations 4:6. For the punishment of iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands stayed on her. Why would the sins of Israel be greater than that of Sodom? Because Israel had Yahweh's law and should have known better. Look what happened to Sodom. What happens to our people will be far worse because we are missing the mark of our duty. The lake of fire awaits the devil's children and those of Yahweh's children that practice the abominations of the Jews. Ezekiel 22:17. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying,
Son of Adam, the house of Yisrael is to me become dross. All they are brass, and tin, and iron, and lead, in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of silver.
Dross, the scum or extraneous matter of metals thrown off in the process of melting. Waste matter, refuse, any worthless matter separated from the better part, impure matter.
Isaiah 1:22. Your silver is become dross, your wine mixed with water, meaning race mixed, idolatrous, worthless. Verse 19.
Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, because you are all become dross, worthless, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Yerushalayim, as they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it. So will I gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof, as silver is melted in the midst of the furnace. So shall you be melted in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury upon you.
The leaders, prophets, and priests were corrupt and evil, preying on the people for gain. At this time in Jerusalem there was not one example of righteousness among the men of Jerusalem. Just as all the preachers of the 33,000 so-called denominations of Christianity are corrupt and evil and teaching our people repeated lies. They don't know they are teaching counterfeit religion, but they are, and ignorance is no excuse. Verse 31.
Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, says Yahweh Elohim.
Judgment was also delivered through the Assyrian and Babylonian invasions, which included death by the sword, being taken captive and enslaved, and destruction. Judgment is being delivered today through sickness and calamity, aliens in our governments changing our laws and corrupting justice, more and more laws and regulations that protect sinners, homosexuals, other races, and Jews, while our people are oppressed, labeled as haters, and made to feel ashamed for being white. Judgment Day is fast approaching and will be accompanied by fire. Hebrews 12:29, for our Elohim is a consuming fire. Chapter 23 is a parable of two sisters, the house of Judah and the house of Israel. Both houses became apostate whores. They cast aside the law and Yahweh and became idolatrous pagan race mixers that adopted the ways of the cursed seed Jewish Canaanite and Edomite nations. Ezekiel 23:25.
And I will set my jealousy against you, and they shall deal furiously with you. They shall take away your nose and your ears, and your remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take your sons and your daughters, and your residue shall be devoured by the fire.
Cutting off the nose and ears were actual punishments for traitors and those who disgraced the nation. Again, these judgments and punishments came in many forms. When the judgment day comes, expect a consuming furnace of fire. Ezekiel 24:6. Wherefore thus says Yahweh God,
Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it. For Jerusalem's blood is in the midst of her. She set it upon the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust.
Leviticus 17:13.
And whatsoever man there be of the children of Yisrael, or of the sojourning kinsmen that sojourn among you, which hunts and catches any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof, and cover it with dust.
Deuteronomy 12:16. Only you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it upon the earth as water. Ezekiel 24:8.
That it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance, I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, that it should not be covered.
Her sins were not even hid, sinning out in the open, a usury and race-mixing party, just like today. Verse 9. Therefore thus says Yahweh Elohim,
Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire great. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. She has wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire.
The scum, or rust, is her corruption. Verse 13.
In your filthiness is unchastity, because I have purged you, and you was not purged, and you shall not be purged from your filthiness any more, till I have caused my fury to rest upon you. I, Yahweh, has spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare. Neither will I change my mind. According to your ways and according to your doings shall they judge you, says Yahweh Elohim.
Yahweh punished our ancestors then. He punishes us now. And he will punish us once and for all when he returns. And it will be by fire. Why? Deuteronomy 4:24. For Yahweh your Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. Ezekiel 38:18.
And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come up against the land of Yisrael, says Yahweh Elohim, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy, my ardor of anger, and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Yisrael.
The land of Israel is wherever true Israel dwells. Europe, America, the white nations of the world. These are dual prophecies, and the latter ones are just around the corner. Gog are the people of the land Magog. Gog are the Japhethite, Hittite, Mongol Jews of the kingdom of Khazaria, the land of Magog. They make up 95% of Jews today. They have no relation to Abraham or the children of Israel. 80% of our politicians that hold government offices are these Ashkenazi Jews. The other branch of Jews are these Sephardic Jews. These are descendants of Esau. They are Edomites. Both branches of these Jews are the ones who own all the banks, all the nations, all the corporations, and are running Mystery Babylon. The Jews are the children of Satan, descendants of Cain and Esau. They are the synagogue of Satan. John 8:44, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." Revelation 2:9, "I know your works, and tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yahuda, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan." They are our mortal enemies. They are the seed line spoken of in Genesis 3:15, which has perpetual enmity towards our people, and will seek to destroy us until the Master Yeshua returns and destroys them and the unrighteous of our people who side with them with fire. Verse 20.
"So that the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the sky, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the ground, and all the men that are upon the face of the land, shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says Yahweh Elohim. Every man's sword shall be against his brother."
The Jews have agitated war upon the white nations against each other. Kinsmen against kinsmen. The Jew bankers finance both sides in their instigated wars, watch our people kill each other off, and then the Jews move in and rebuild according to their lusts. And we allow it. Verse 22.
"And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his armies and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone."
Isaiah 66:16.
"For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many."
Into the fire!